Hey, welcome on to T-Box. It's Jeff. How's everybody doing? Yeah, I'm by myself again. It's no big deal. So promise, no crying and whining like last week. I kind of let it all hang out there a little bit, my feelings. But anyway, golf. Let's talk some golf, man. It was the Genesis Invitational this past weekend, the Tiger Woods Invitational. So about, what was the field, like 70? Then the top 50 made the weekend, and if you hear any crazy barking going on, I'm doing this at home in my basement. So I have a 9-month-old Irish doodle that might decide that he needs to defend the house, and so you might hear some barking in the background. It's just my Irish doodle. He's cute, but he's still a puppy. So he likes to chew on things like he's chewing on my one set of headphones. Anyway, so let me take those away from him. So we had a Genesis Invitational, quite a few crazy little headlines. First things first, I wish Tiger would have made the weekend. That would have been great to see him be part of his own tournament, signature event as well. So lots of dollars, lots of FedEx points out there as well for the winner. So anyway, Friday afternoon, not a good sign when Tiger Woods is carted off the course. Not going well for him right now, and I really wish that he'd be able to heal up and make a charge. I don't know that it's going to happen. That's just my opinion. If you go back the last 2 years and listen to some back episodes, Matt and I have made multiple points on this, our viewpoint on it. I know people want him to be able to play well at the Masters. It'd be great to see him play well at the Masters. I don't know. It's his body got pretty beat up, so I feel bad for the guy. I'm glad he's out there determined to do it and keep playing for the fans, keep playing for himself. I don't know that he's going to ever find being in contention again, but who knows? Anything can happen at golf. That's the beauty of this game. You can play well. Even when you're aging, you can still play well. You saw the resurgence of Charlie Hoffman, being able to see that happen. Will Zalatoris back in the mix again. Now, obviously, his body is a lot younger, so it can heal a little bit quicker, but back issues are nothing to sneeze at, which Tiger has had. Obviously, the leg injuries. So, who knows? We'll see. We'll see how this all plays out over the summer, especially with the Masters in the middle of April. So, maybe the middle of April might be a little more conforming for him. You know, last year got cold. It was cold Thursday, Friday. I didn't think it was going to go well for him then. Just all those aches and pains kind of like show up a little bit more when you get those low pressure systems coming in. So the weather guy in me, I do follow that. So shame not to see him be able to make the weekend, being part of his event. Anyway, however, we did see one of the new ventures for Tiger Woods, his clothing line, Sunday Red. Looks pretty cool. Has a lot of great looks out there for what I've seen. I just did a quick view on his on the website for Sunday Red. I think it'll be a really great signature clothing line. Looks pretty cool. So maybe, who knows, maybe I'll buy something. Sunday Red just seems to be has a good look. I really like it. Jordan Spieth, what happened there? You don't see it happen very often, especially for somebody as well-versed in the game of golf as Jordan Spieth, and signing an incorrect scorecard. That's something that I would do if I was playing, I guess, you know. Anyway, I don't have to worry about that. But shooting a three, marking down a three instead of a four, it happens. It's going to happen. And on Sunday, making fun of himself, just making sure that, telling Hideki, hey, make sure you sign the correct scorecard so you're not getting disqualified either. Hey, good to make fun of yourself. What are you going to do? It's life. You got a lot going on. and you're trying to play well, do well. You got a lot going on with, you know, all the other players around you, the fans around you, family. Mistakes are going to happen. What are you going to say? You know, just unfortunate that that happened to Jordan Spieth. Not a good weekend for, not a good opening rounds for Justin Thomas, not making the cut. Sad to see that, but I think he's going to get his game back together. I think he just needs to get his head squared away, and just he'll get it. He's going to get it. It's just going to take a little bit. I think he will have to just keep reevaluating the game and look back at what he's been able to accomplish. Look back at those highlights there of his career, and get back into that mode and that mindset of how he played golf. I think he's putting too much pressure on him to try and be back at that level versus just working your way back into it. Game's hard. We all know the game's hard. It's a lot of mental. I mean, it's much physical, but mental as well. The game is very mental, so you make a lot of mental mistakes. Put yourself in a pressure situation. You put pressure on yourself in a pressure situation. I think it just, that's what's happening. So anyway, that's my viewpoint from what I was watching a little bit on Friday. That's just the way it looks to me. So he's struggling to try and get himself back in a groove. I think he'll get there. He just has to, again, look back. How was he mentally back when he was really kind of like nearing the top of the crop? And that's where he kind of needs to get himself and relax and enjoy the game. Said that several times about Ricky. Relax, enjoy the game. I think you'll be a lot better off because you already have the talent there. You just got to relax and enjoy the game. Stop putting so much darn pressure on yourself. But let's talk about the winner, Hideki. What a great Sunday, really. He was cruising, 62. Guys were struggling, they're -2, -3. Hideki goes -9 on Sunday. That is unbelievable. Jumps 54 spots. 54 spots on Sunday. That's just remarkable. And his game went where he had three birdies in a row, then a few pars, three birdies in a row, then a few pars, another group of three birdies. Interesting to see that. It was just kind of like, I didn't notice that until when I was reading online. Somebody pointed out that three groups of three pars in a row is pretty, it's just a pretty interesting scorecard. So, hey, good for him. Shooting a 62 on Sunday. It was a beautiful day there. Riviera is a gorgeous course. I've only played it on either Xbox or PS4 or something like that, I guess, whatever my kids have. Haven't played it in a while. So that's kind of fun, though, when you see the course and you know that you've kind of seen it virtually that way and how those greens play out. And it's pretty fun to watch it that way, knowing that you've kind of seen it, you see it from their levels, that's that way versus just on camera. So it's kind of cool to see the way that they played it versus the way that you have to play it in the game. but beautiful course, and it was a great Sunday. Of course, then there's the viral photo of Hideki's caddy. And sorry, I should have his name. I know I should have his name. I will try to do better, I swear. But watching the final groups come through on 18, just chilling out, watching the group, seeing if Hideki's gonna have, if he's gonna have a potential playoff or how that was all gonna play out. But he won by three, so it wasn't like he's really had to be out there keeping an eye on things. He was already up, but it was just cool. A lot of respect for that young man doing what he needs to do and sticking by his side of Hideki and knowing where that all plays out. And good for them that they get a win again. Obviously, then his caddy having the iconic picture of bowing down at Augusta at the end of the Masters when Hideki won a few years ago. So, you know, that's just kind of a neat story right there. Okay, so enough of that. This weekend, we got the Vedanta Open, Mexico Open at Vedanta. And so not a lot of headliners or big names there. Tony Finau will be there. Last year he won over John Rahm, so that was a big win. Obviously, John Rahm's not there this year. Not going there because we all know what's, we don't need to talk about that right now. We're just talking PGA, just haven't talked golf. But there's not a lot of other big names out there. So it's a weekend or a weekend that will have guys that are going to have the opportunity to make a name for themselves, to see how they compare and rub up against each other. So it's going to be not a lot of, like I said, not a lot of big names. Tony Finau's there. He's going to be defending. We got Emiliano Grillo. He should be up there. You would hope that he would be up there. He had a win a couple years ago again. Hopefully he'll be able to get himself back in the winner's circle there. Again, though, there's not a lot of big names, so I can't even like really comment on a lot of these guys. There just is not that type of groupings that we have. Charlie Hoffman's going to be there. Maybe he can make a run again. Did great at Waste Management, so we'll see if he can make another run. Mackenzie Hughes, Scott Stallings. Let's see. Francesco Molinari. Padraig Harrington. We'll see. You know, just again, this is going to be interesting to see how these guys play this weekend. Can somebody that's working their way into the PGA Tour, trying to get a name for themselves, this will be the weekend that they can actually come up and they have the ability to do that this weekend. So we'll see how that goes. So the other thing that I like to look at is how the weather's going to be. And so they're just north of Puerto Vallarta. And for any of those that grew up in the 70s, 80s, what's your big thing in knowing about Puerto Vallarta? Is you know that's where the Love Boat always went to on their cruise. So that's kind of where they're at. They're just north of Puerto Vallarta. It's going to be a balmy 88 degrees on Thursday, 86 on Friday, 85 and 86 Saturday and Sunday, respectively. Couple clouds. It'll be gorgeous. And so I'll be watching it from my living room in Pennsylvania, where we'll have a little bit of a cold streak come back through, and it'll be a balmy 32, I think, for a high on Saturday and Sunday. I have not really looked at that part yet, but I can get that pretty quickly. And that's kind of like why I like to watch golf in the wintertime, because they're playing the West Coast. Everybody's enjoying the weather. And I'm kind of suffering here, dreaming of spring to happen. And so we'll just see what's going to play out. Now, it hasn't been too bad the last few days here. But just a quick cold snap coming on Saturday and Sunday, 34 and 44 at least. Hey, at least I got sun to work with. So, yeah, that'll be nice. And maybe Monday's a sick day. 54 and sunny, it could actually get out to the driving range. That might actually not be a bad idea. Anyway, so the Mexico Open this weekend. Not a signature event, obviously. So just a normal, the usual 500 points for the FedEx Cup. And we'll start to see how this all plays out. So while we're talking FedEx Cup, since I brought it up in my own mind, where do we actually stand? Standing by here, let's see. So all standings, as of right now, Matthew Pavin. See, now I don't even know who that is. Pavin is officially first place with 949 points. Scottie Scheffler is in second with 848 points. Hideki got 500 after this weekend, so 825. Chris Kirk and Wyndham Clark, who got wins earlier. Charlie Kirk got his at the Century, and Wyndham Clark got his at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. So, Chris Kirk and Wyndham Clark got a nice 700 point jump there. So, not bad at all. Along with Hideki getting 700 points. So, those signature events really kind of will play into this as the summer goes along. So, Sixth place is Byung-Hun An. Then Xander Schauffele, JT Poston, Jason Day, Saeed Segala, Nick Taylor gets 11. Patrick Cantlay is at 12. Sam Burns. So we're already off to a pretty good start. And we'll see how this all plays out. So I think Eric Cole is playing this weekend too. We'll see if he can make a little bit of a run. And anyway, I will stop rambling. That's about the end of what I could actually kind of put together. So there we are, FedEx Cup point standings. So after the Mexico Open, we have Palm Beach, the Cognizant Classic, and then we're down in Puerto Rico for the Puerto Rico Open. That puts us about a month away from the Masters, and we'll see how the spring starts to wind up into the summer season and how the players will respond to the schedule that they have going this year. And so with that, I shall end. Hey, have a great weekend. Enjoy the golf. And I will talk to you next week. Take care.